healthy guys?
No, I'm fine. We're going to play the guys we have, so I'm not concerned at all.
What did you think of the way that Quinton bounced back after a couple poor plays probably, but came back and helped win the game at the end?
Well, it was good to see. You know, whenever you have moments in games that you don't want, and to have the character to come back and make a game-winning type play, which he made at the end of the game, it was good to see from a young guy. Hopefully we can have more consistent play from the whole group, you know, moving forward. But I was pleased the way that he came back and fought, didn't hang his head, you know, accepted the roles that he was given once the change was made, and that was good. That was good to see.
Is it your call to make that change, or is that Dom or Mike, or and how perilous?
Whenever a change is made, it's a group decision, and when we do make a change, it's we're trying to win that football game, and so they understand that individually. So basically, at halftime, told Gunt, you're going to go, QA, we're going to need you later. All right, so don't drop your head, and we needed him later, and that's part of it. So all we're trying to do is win that game, whatever it takes to win that particular game. And if we're a true team, we're not going to drop our head. We're going to just go do what we have to do to win, and then we focus on the next game. So I was proud of the way that he came back and bounced back, and hopefully that we can play a little bit better so that those situations won't happen moving forward.
As a young guy, were you sure that he would handle that the right way? Or is that something you just got to figure out?
No, you know, Q's a professional. He handles everything the right way when we're in our meeting rooms and practice. So I pretty much knew that's how he was going to handle it, because that's the type of kid he is. He has great character. And so I would have been really surprised if it would have gone the other way.
We saw a lot of the guys cycle through their positions just like they did in camp and in OTAs. I know there's probably some plays that the guys would want back, but with that variance of players at different positions, did it influence the game the way you hoped it would relative to last year, where guys sort of stayed in their roles throughout the game?
Well, you know, I think it was a benefit for the simple fact that we had to put people in certain situations because of the injuries, but it really didn't, you know, influence the game in a way. You know, we tried to do some things, and what we tried worked. But, you know, last year, they covered really well last year in those roles. So, you know, I can't say it was better than what we did last year. It's just one game. So, you know, I can't put one game against a whole catalog of a season at this point.
Joe, you said we're going to play with the guys we have. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you keep all those guys the entire course of Sunday night. If you don't, what does Mike give you with his versatility? Like, I understand that, you know, maybe he's not the best guy in when he's in your room at this thing or that thing, but having a guy that can kind of step in wherever you need him, what does that give you?
It gives you great comfort at the beginning, because you know when we made the decision once Gunt went out, that Michael was going to the start, there was no panic by anybody. You know, if he has to go out to the corner, he understands how to play it and can perform well at both safeties, at the whip. He can play it all. He can play everything on defense, outside of that defensive line. You know, and so it just gives you great comfort as a coach to know that if something does go wrong, if you do have an injury, if you have somebody not playing as well, well, this guy's the wild card where, hey, we can put him here, and he can we can adjust around him. So he gives us that comfort level.
He seems very cool with the idea of, you know, some guys maybe wouldn't be great team players. Do you think that if he was given an opportunity to just be one thing, that he'd be really good at that one thing? I mean, in any way, is his blessing also a curse in that he can do so much and not get to be an expert at one thing? Or
no, I don't think the more you can do, the better. Okay, the first off, and so that gives him the ability to be in different places. Now, is he a starter at a certain position in certain places? Yes, he has that ability. He's one of our top players, all right, and that's why we play him, and that's why we find roles to get him on the field. So Micah is a quality player. We're blessed to have him. He helps us in many different ways, not just on the defense, but return game and what he does on special teams and what he is in that locker room, the complete body. And sometimes the complete body of things is better than just doing one thing, in my opinion. So,
what's the process like of working with Herb Waters, a guy that, you know, switches positions at a very high level here?
Mm-hmm. I've done it before, starting back at Louisville with taking Antoine Harris and 2 weeks before we opened up. And so it's the same thing. I've done it many years. We're just going to look at it and see what the kid can do. He has some skill sets that I like, I'm interested in, and I'm excited to work with him.
Is it a challenge for you personally to dedicate part of your practice day to teaching him cornerback 101 while, you know, the rest of the team's over there getting ready for a game? Is that a hard thing for you to do? Or
no, it's not. It's not hard at all. I've done it before. So I've been down this road many a times, and I have a great comfort level with it.
I realize he's currently on the practice squad learning a new position, so it's not like it's going to theoretically help you on Sunday night. But when you looked at him playing wide receiver, did this dawn on you as you watched him? Or how did from your perspective, how did this become a experiment?
Well, I'm not going to just necessarily talk about him, but I look at skill sets, okay? I don't necessarily look at anything other than skill sets. And he has the skill set that I like. He has long arms. He can bend. He has good balance. He has the height. And so now, can we work those skill sets into playing defensive back? And that's my challenge. And I'm excited to work with him.
Good relationships with your players. You care about them as men. Mm-hmm. With Sam Shields back in the concussion protocol, do you start to, I mean, it's not just one or two with them. Do you start to worry about his well-being, the fact that it is 4-5 now?
I worry about all my players, okay? And when they get hurt, no matter the injury, I care about them first. And that's why I think we are a close group, because it's not just football with us. It is a personal relationship. So, and Sam understands that. That's the first thing that we talked about after the game. Hey, this is about you getting healthy, all right? You don't worry about anything else other than you taking care of yourself, and then we'll worry about, you know, football games, because we have enough guys in our room to win. So I'm not worried about the winning aspect of it. I just want him to take care of him, and when he comes back and he'll help us win, all right? Whenever that is when it is. I'm not worried about it, all right? I'm worried about coaching those guys that are in the room right now.
When you got a with a guy like Peterson, with some control that focuses on him, you had to be. Is it a message for you guys to be cognizant of like things like double moves or play action and stuff like that, so you don't get kind of lulled asleep?
We have to be aware of double moves, because we played them poorly in this past game, and so once you put them on film, you know, for the next couple of weeks, you know, you put bad things on film, well, you're going to see them, and people are going to challenge you in those ways. So. But, yes, they know they get singled up coverage a lot on the outside because of Peterson and his abilities. But, you know, if we play the techniques the proper way and leverage routes and eye control, those things, I mean, they're going to throw the ball up and we should have a 50-50 chance at the ball. But if we don't play it the right way, they're going to get behind us and we're going to give up vertical control, and we can't do that. We have to understand that we cannot give up vertical control.
Jacksonville, Gunter said that playing the star position in an actual game was much different than what he felt in practice or the exhibition games. What factors are most difficult to replicate when it comes to that spot and a game experience?
The speed of a regular season game is much different than a preseason game, just like the speed of a playoff game is much different from a regular season. So I think his first couple plays, he floated into it a little bit. But then he settled himself and started playing at the speed that we need him. He's so comfortable playing outside, but that's where I wanted him to play in that game. And he settled down, but we just have to understand we can't float into games. We can't float into plays. When you go out there from play one, a lot like what D did this last game, he last year he had a tendency to float into plays and float into situations. He didn't do that. He played with a lot of snap. He played extremely good football. And that's what we need week in and week out from everybody.